210th episode of the Crack Die Podcast.
Woo. There you go.
210.
Hooray.
Hot dog, hot diggity dog.
And that's all we can sing before Disney copyright strikes us.
Yep.
That song brings back very interesting memories for me.
Oh. I'm sure it does.
When I was a professional wrestler, which is a long story unto itself, there was a guy who had been training for a while and he left and then came back. And kind of as a punishment, he was told, go buy this hot dog costume and wear it as his character, as his gimmick. So he began being known as Hot Dog Starks. So he'd wear this hot dog costume and have the big cartoon like plastic rubbery mitts that only have three fingers. And this punishment kind of backfired because he became so popular with the crowd that there were chants of book the hot dog.
So he started carrying around a sign that said book the hot dog. And he was at our wedding.
Yep.
Aww. As a hot dog.
No. As a person.
He was not dressed as the hot dog.
No, we had a table of wrestlers at our wedding, which is quite funny.
Because when they start getting drunk, they start throwing moves on each other on the dance floor.
Yes, as dance moves.
This is also the man who's given me one of my best nicknames, which is Christine Dallas, because he misread my last name as Christine Bread. And so that,
what?
So Christine Bread, like Christine Dallas? Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, Starks. That is my name forever now.
Yes. He just had a kid and his wife are wonderful people.
Why do you say it like he's holding you hostage?
He's not. I swear.
There's no hot dog in the house. I don't know what you're talking about.
But his entrance song was the hot dog, hot diggity song. But yeah, so whenever I hear that song, I just think of my friend dressed as a hot dog.
You just think of Hot Dog Starks.
Yep. There was also a wrestler who got kind of big in the independent circle, fairly big in the independent circle, whose name was Cheeseburger. And they had Cheeseburger versus Hot Dog Starks in a couple of places. So they had a Cheeseburger versus Hot Dogs as like main events. It was quite fun. I really appreciated it. It was funny.
The indie wrestling scene is the best, most hilarious thing you'll ever watch. And like the athleticism it takes to do wrestling really is impressive. So like there's also that level, but then you get things like one of our friends was just known as Beefcake because that was his wrestling name. I love it.
Are we in an episode or is this pre-episode?
I think this is an episode.
I'm pretty sure this is ep. Yep.
This is banter.
Okay.
We're previewing that one of our next series is going to be using the worldwide wrestling powered by the apocalypse game. No, I'm totally kidding about that.
So I guess that's Matt's cue to me that says, last time you were here, you guys finished your fight with Ilsra Embermead and looted her body as well as took care of the iron golem she had. You then came down the stairs. Actually, you found something really important. You found a guiding chisel. I don't think I ever gave you the name. The guiding chisel, which is the portal key to Duskgate, one of the Ayudara. But also it lets you envision a building, and then it shows up after 10 minutes, which is pretty cool as well. Rather than saying, see you later and heading out, you guys went down the stairs to this corridor that was very, very hot at. And we discovered that it's somewhere between 49 and 59 Celsius, which is like 120 to 139 Fahrenheit. So it's very, very hot. You open this door and you see three of these dwarven sized skeletal armored bodies. And not only were you buffeted in the face with a sulfuric heat wave as you opened both of these doors, they scared you. In fact, their auras went off as soon as you opened the door, and Brianna and Ooh failed, so you're both frightened too. Everyone else succeeded, so you're only frightened one. These will decrease as time goes on. So you're immune to this aura for 1 minute. If for some reason this combat goes longer than 10 rounds, then we'll have to do some more saves. But let's do the time warp again. And by time warp, I mean, let's roll for initiative.
Bam, bam, bam.
If you think about it, initiative is kind of a time warp. That it's slows time down.
Accurate, though.
Initiative.
Fuck yeah.
Thank you.
Coming at you to save a motherfucking day, yeah. Yeah, that song just gets me going every time. All right, let's start with initiatives. Christine, what did you get?
Saraya has a 34.
Okay. Haya, what did you roll?
Brianna has a 19.
Okay, so first and the second round. That's great. That's great. Heidi?
21.
You're legal to drink. Matt?
I'm disappointed, but I got a 32.
All right. And Rob?
I got a 38.
All right. So let's this combat begin. Rob, knife sword, you are up first.
So I'm going to go with black tentacles.
Okay. And where would you be putting said tentacles?
No, you know.
So we'll go there.
Great.
Oh, cool. I like the effect.
Great.
And then I'll roll the attack, I guess?
So I need to make a fortitude save first.
Okay. Weird that it's fortitude, not, like, reflex, given that it's tentacles.
All right, Rob. You cast black tentacles. Hate it. Thanks.
You're welcome.
Can you target the creatures you are trying to hit with those black tentacles?
It would be the two at the top of the room there that I can see.
Actually, you get all three.
I can only see two, so.
Oh, okay. So you get two of them, the two you can see, and make an attack roll against their fortitude DC. Fortitude DC, that is a fail. Actually, that's a critical fail against the first one. I didn't do it. He rolled that.
Mm-hmm.
And give me one more, because even though you can't see them, you get a third one. All right, so you miss the first two. You critically fail with a 25. You fail with a 32, and you succeed with a 36. Would you like to hero point any of those rolls?
I guess I'll hero point the critical failure.
Okay. 41 is a success, but not a critical success. So you grab two of them, which are the two you can see, and they each take 3d6 bludgeoning damage.
Serves them right.
First one takes 9, and the second one takes 9. They are now grabbed, which means they can't move unless they escape. The escape DC is equal to your spell DC, so I'm in trouble. So how many actions was...
That's three.
That's all three. All right. That's the end of the first character.
Don't say it like that.
It's not the end of Knife Sword, probably. Probably.
Probably.
That's what you think.
Silly Sean, I don't think.
Strike me down and I'll become more powerful than you could ever imagine.
Let's move on to Soraya.
Is it religion to call knowledge on these things?
Ooh, good question. Let's see. It is religion to recall knowledge on these things.
Ooh, I rolled a 521.
That is a critical failure.
It looks like I have 3 hero points. Is that true?
Yeah, let me just update everyone on hero points. Knife Sword currently has 2 hero points after using 1. Ooh has 2. Twin Talon has 3. Brianna has 3. And Soraya has 3.
I'll try that again then.
All right.
Can we reset the RNG? I don't think I've rolled double digits. That's a 23.
Reset RNG. Yeah, I put the command through, so we'll see if that helps.
I don't think you are serious. 23.
Give me one question.
Well, first, what do I think these are?
You think these are Grave Knights. Grave Knights are undead warriors granted unlife by cursed suit of armor.
Ooh. That sounds fun.
You can ask one question.
I guess special attacks. What can Grave Knights do?
Okay, special attacks. So they have an aura. It's called Sacrilegious Aura, 30 feet. When a creature in the aura uses a positive spell or ability, the Grave Knight automatically attempts to counteract it with a plus 17 counteract modifier. Rejuvenation. When a Grave Knight is destroyed, its armor rebuilds its body over the course of 1d10 days, or more quickly if it's worn by a living host. If the body is destroyed before then, the process restarts. A Grave Knight can only be permanently destroyed by obliterating its armor, such as with a disintegrate spell, transporting it to the positive energy plane, or throwing it into the heart of a volcano. Weren't we joking about Lord of the Rings last time? Devastating Blast. The Grave Knight unleashes a 30-foot cone of energy. Creatures in the area take 6d12 cold damage. DC 29 reflex save. The Grave Knight can use this ability once every d4 rounds. It's a breath weapon. 2 actions. Grave Knight Curse. This curse affects anyone who wears a Grave Knight armor for 1 hour. And then for 3 actions, they can do a Phantom Mount. The Grave Knight summons a supernatural mount as per Phantom Steed, heightened to a level equal to 5th level. Unlike Phantom Steed, the Steed has 58 hit points, AC 27, Fortitude 17, Reflex 15, Will 14. If the Steed is destroyed, the Grave Knight must wait 1 hour before using this ability again.
So I relay all of what I think these things can do to everybody.
Thank you.
I won't put on their armor.
Yeah, but is it fairly clear that they're undead?
Oh, yeah, I should give you that info as well. Grave knights are lawful evil, medium undead creatures.
Cool.
And they're a creature level 10.
Still gonna use my ghost charges then.
Might as well.
Because I have those made for the day, so wee. So the one that is right up on everybody, I'm going to assume my friends can take care of that one. So I will take a step back here to, well, do I need to, or can I have a clear line to this one back here?
Yeah.
39 to hit the guy in the back.
That will hit.
Hooray! And this does vitality damage, so it's 15 vitality plus 3 vitality. A splash.
A splash?
Okay. So 15 damage plus weaknesses or resistances.
This bomb also deals 3 vitality splash, and the target that takes damage becomes enfeebled 2 until the start of your next turn. I want to make sure that's not a critical, but primary damage that takes... Yeah, so the primary, so it's not anybody else that gets splashed, but he is enfeebled 2 until the start of my next turn.
And how are you directing the splash, if you don't mind me asking?
I was just going to let it splash. I don't think I have expanded, so it's just like 5 feet around him.
Okay, cool. So that was one action. Recall knowledge. Throw a vial.
And I'm going to do it again.
All right.
Ugh, 26 is a miss.
That is a regular miss.
I only rolled an 8. If I don't get a better roll on this hero point, I'm just not using hero points for a while. I rolled the same exact thing.
That's fair.
Roll one more time. Now you want the 26 again.
25.
Oh,
God damn it.
So close.
Well, he still takes 3 positive splash.
Yes, yes, he does. Both you and Matt have been so close to getting that crit. All right. Is that your turn?
That is my turn.
Is that your card?
Okay. So whenever a creature ends its turn in the area, the tentacles attempt to grab the creature and they deal 1d6 damage to any creature they've already grabbed. Okay. So I'm going to try and break out of this. I'm going to try and escape, and I am going to roll athletics against Rob's spell DC. But I've taken a bunch of negatives due to the being grabbed and enfeebled. So here I go. 31, Rob. Does that beat your spell DC?
No. No, it does not.
Second action, I'm going to try again, but I take a negative 5 modifier because it does have the attack action. 36.
That does.
All right, so that means I can move again.
Nah, you can use my hero point and roll again.
Haya, I love you to death, so don't take this personally, but you suck. All right, I'm going to re-roll and keep the lower. Oh, 34.
Ugh, so he still moves, I guess.
Yeah, I think he still gets it.
Oh, I tried, guys. Sorry.
We appreciate the effort.
All right, so it moves, and it moves out of the spell area.
That's its whole turn, though, right?
That's its whole turn.
I say that even though he succeeded in getting away, like, wasting its whole turn is just as good.
Yeah.
Next up is Matt.
All right, well, there's a gravy knight right next to me, so I will target him.
Gravy.
What have you done? You've made everybody hungry.
Didn't we just come back from lunch?
So we ate breakfast like just before we recorded the previous episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't have anything to eat either.
Same.
No, we napped.
I'm just going to roll high. A 43.
Fuck off. That's a crit.
Okay. Pierced elbow. The target drops one item it is holding, determined randomly by the gym.
Oh, gym.
Yeah, so gym is going to tell you it only had one thing in its hands, and that is a great sword that falls to the ground.
Eh. It's an okay sword.
I thought it was great.
I mean, now it's on the floor, though, so it's only okay.
Mm-hmm. So that is 70 points of damage, 2 of which is sonic, 6 of which is electricity. Is there a monster, even one I can't see, within 10 feet of this guy?
No.
Okay, then he needs to make a fortitude save or become deaf.
What?
DC 20...
37.
Yep, he's fine.
All right, that was your first action. I'm assuming you're debilitating them.
Oh, yeah. No reason not to. 38 to hit?
Hit.
Okay. Oh, also, he is now off guard to everybody, by the way.
Oh, lovely. Well, he's a grab, so he's already been off guard, so.
Okay. Well, even if he escapes the grab, he's off guard until I go.
Jerk face. I do not like how efficient you guys have become as a group.
Haha, oopsie.
You've made it very difficult to hurt your characters when I can barely get in range of you to attack without taking damage and being grappled.
Oh, no.
That is 42 damage to him for the second attack.
All right.
So that's 112 damage. How's he looking?
Oh, not great. I'd say pretty hurt. He's still standing.
Yeah.
Barely. I'd say he's a little more than halfway dead.
Oof. These guys have too many hit points. That's what I say.
Agree.
It hasn't even been a full round of combat.
I know, but I hit 112 and he's like, oh, halfway.
I said more than halfway. And Matt, you know my math abilities. I could be really wrong.
Do two more damage. Okay, he's dead. Like, oh, okay. And then with my third action, I'm going to use preparation so that if Ooh hits twice, I get to do two reactive martyrs.
Lovely. Great. Love it.
I agree.
All right. So something happens and Twin Talon is now visible, right?
I mean, I'm always hiding. Not always hidden, but I'm always stealthing. So the guy in front of me probably can see me because he's looking at me. But anybody else, I can't see them, so they don't know I exist unless they seek me.
All right. Well, we'll make a first attack against Twin Talon here.
I should have closed the door. That's what I should have done.
They're going to look deeply into your eyes, Twin Talon, and if you could make a will save, I put it into the chat.
I wish I could liberate, but I have not acted yet.
Is it fear-based?
It is arcane mental visual. Arcane enchantment mental visual. No.
26?
That is a fail, but not a critical fail.
I would like to use one of my three hero points to stop whatever the fuck it's doing.
All right.
Yeah, so rude.
Fuck, I rolled less. All right, 26 it is.
All right, so the Grave Knight focuses its boundless frustration in a gaze targeting one creature within 30 feet. You are stunned for one round.
What?
Ugh, that's gross.
You just feel this frustration reach through you and you're just like, why isn't it dead yet? I did 100 and something points of damage.
112.
Not that he's counting.
Not that I'm counting. Wow, Saber sucks.
Yeah.
It means I can't use my reactions either. Fuck. So, question, am I stunned one?
No, you are stunned for one round. It usually includes a value. However, if it doesn't, you lose all three. And stunned overrides slow, by the way. However, since it did not move out of the tentacles, Rob, can you roll me 1d6 bludgeoning?
Okay. 6.
Oh, so those tentacles do 6 more points of damage to it. That sucks. All right, next up is another one of my friendos.
Another one.
They're going to step forward, which is still outside of the tentacles. So they're going to move. Whoop. They move next to Twin Talon on a diagonal. I'm going to give you a +1 to your AC for this weird angle that it's kind of attacking around, Matt. So it swings at you with its great sword.
Has it seen me?
Yeah, it can see you.
All right.
Sounds lame.
That's a 32.
That is a miss.
All right, for its last action, it's going to swing again. 31.
That's less.
Yeah. All right. Well, that was its whole turn. Then it has another one. This one is going to move closer to the door in the caddy corner to where you guys are. That's one action. Second action. Aha, you are within 30 feet, Ooh. Can you please make a will save? I put it into the chat.
Will Wheaton says 32.
All right, that is a success, but not a critical success. So you are stunned one as you get annoyed as this, you feel this glare of rage enter your body, which just means you lose one action on your turn and cannot use reactions. But it is Ooh's turn.
All right.
Go, Ooh, go.
We're angry. We're confused and stunned and a little scared and not in a sexy way. All right. Swinging with my great axe.
It's an okay axe with a natural one.
And I would like to re-roll that so I can swing with my great axe in a better way. Here we go. 43.
Well, let's see. Let me do the math here. You went from a critical miss to a critical hit.
Hooray!
Hell yeah!
Nice.
Do, do. This is number 33. It's slashing damage?
Slashing.
All right, this one's called Parrying Strike. Crit effect. Gain a +2 circumstance bonus to AC until the end of my next turn. Ow, ow, ow!
That's not bad.
And we do critical damage.
I'm sorry. I just choked.
70 damage?
So, first and foremost, you do 70 points of damage.
Yeah.
It is still alive, barely. When you critically hit with this weapon, target becomes frightened 1.
We're all scared now. Hooray!
How do you like it?
It is not immune to frightened. On a critical hit, you can choose to force the target to succeed at a DC 35 fortitude or be pushed 10 feet away from you. If you would like, you can try and move the creature 10 feet.
Yeah, get him back there.
That means you're going to have to go into the tentacles.
Yeah, maybe not. We'll leave him there.
All right, leaving him there. That was your first action.
All right, second action. Strike with my special axe again. Don't be too special now. 28.
That is a regular miss.
All right. And we are gonna... Nope, that's at the end of my turn.
Yep, because of the terribleness that is slowed. All right, so at the end of your turn, you become frightened 1 from 2. You are no longer stunned 1. You are still raging, and you are still in your stance. All right, Brianna.
Finally. I don't like how we're all kind of pinned in here, right?
You are in a very nice fireball formation.
This is true.
Assuming they're fireballing.
For my first action, I wish to cast Disrupt Undead.
Oh, I don't like that at all.
Oopsie.
And here I thought you were going to say fireball.
Let's cast. So give me DC 30 basic fortitude.
All right. And that's the one you can see, I'm assuming, right?
Of course, yes.
33.
Damn it. Take my hero point. Roll again.
All right. Rerolling and keeping the lower.
Come on, come on, come on.
33, because the 40 is much higher.
Why? Okay, fine.
No, it's wah. Half damage.
Half damage?
Yeah, so if it's basic, then you still do half damage to it.
All right, I'm going to just roll and then we can half it. So 15.
Yep. So it's a total of 30 points of damage. Halved is 15.
So that is my first two actions and my final. I'm just going to move up behind it so I can flank.
Now, remember, if you go directly behind it, you will be in the tentacles.
Damn it, knife sword. Or I'll just step into the room then.
Sorry.
That's okay.
No.
No?
No, nothing. I can't say anything. Go ahead.
Talking is a free action.
Yeah. And you come with me, remember?
All right. First round. Everybody's still alive, unfortunately.
No, I still have one action, so I would like to use it.
Oh, you do have one action. I'm sorry.
I do. I was going to move, but instead, I'm going to javelin.
All right. You may javelin away.
Come on, you javelin.
What'd you call me?
You heard me.
Freaking javelin.
And I fucking miss. Great. Cool. Awesome.
That's a natural 1.
Wonderful.
Would you like to use your last hero point?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
How's a 27?
A regular miss.
All right, I'll just sit here and cry. Good luck, guys.
All right, that's fair. I do the same thing a lot. All right, back to the top of round 2. That is Robert's turn. Knife sword, you may go.
Sorry, Haya, but Sean gave me too good of an idea not to do it. So I'm going to cast Fireball.
All right, go ahead and cast your Fireball.
Okay, and that is 14d6, so just give me a second.
Oh, my gosh. Well, hang on. Don't I get a save?
Nah, that's allowed.
Save DC. I guess you could do like, you know, DC 33 reflex save if you want.
Reflex? Okay. Yes, I do want.
But you are restrained. Like, aren't you? Isn't that negative?
Yeah. So the first one is rolling with a natural 20. That's a critical success on the one that is grabbed in front of you.
I'm
hero pointing?
Yes.
All right. Reroll and keep the lower. 38.
God. Why?
But it's only a regular success. Still takes half damage.
They're worthless.
Second one that you can't see, but you still manage to hit. 38. So half damage. Third one, 28.
That's a failure.
Nice.
All right, that's full damage. And the last one, 33.
That's a success.
All right, so 3 of them take half damage. 1 of them takes full damage.
I rolled 51 damage.
All right.
So it's 51 or 25 fire damage.
Oh. All right. So the fireball lands, and you see that they're still all standing there.
Like it didn't do anything, or like it they're just didn't die?
Like it didn't do nothing.
So these grave knights who live in a volcano, I guess maybe you're immune to fire.
Yeah.
What it seems like.
Meh, who knows?
Hmm.
Maybe.
Bad. Bad grave knights.
I don't know. Sounds gross to me.
Well, I'm done.
Okay. Christine, it is Soraya's turn.
Just like watching Knife Sword, like, it's really hot in here. I may see the error in my logic.
All I saw were undead. I just figured they burn. They go crispy, crispy.
Hey, that's valid.
Generally, they do crispy, crispy. Alrighty. I think I have one pre-made ghost charge left. The only one I can see anymore is this guy right here in front of everybody. Yeah, I guess I'll throw it at him, and then I'm going to have to risk getting through the tentacles. Whee!
You have a lot of movement. You'll be fine.
Okay, ghost charge. 42?
Critical.
Fuck you.
Hell yeah. Come on.
Nice.
All right, this is a piezo card. Bomb or spell. Triple damage to dragons, double damage to all other creatures. Hoarder's Wrath.
Aren't they called Dragon Scarred? So, I mean, technically the dragon's in the name.
Right?
We don't know that, though. We think they're Grave Knights.
But that doesn't mean that, you know, what we think determines what they are.
That is true.
That is true.
Sorry, I just kept seeing that name fly by.
Yeah, so as players, we can totally skip it. So the critical damage is 35 vitality plus 3 splash. And since they took the direct damage, they are enfeebled.
No, they're not.
They're dead. Woo!
Hell Hooray! Yeah. Good job.
Soraya like jumps up and cheers. She's like, I did it. I got one. She's not usually the one landing the final blow.
Well done.
Thank you. And then I will scoot in and I will make, oh shit, my saves against the tentacles, I suppose.
All right, yeah, make a reflex save.
Oh, net one, bad, no, reroll, hero point, 36.
That beats Rob's score, so you are not gravid.
So I threw one, I moved one, and now I get to see these three others, which, cool boy, but I have more frost vials, so I'm gonna, whatever this one is with the weird pink hand on it, I'm gonna target him with a frost vial. 37?
That is a hit, but not a crit.
That is fine. I will take a hit, because it's also going to splash at least one of them. So he takes 20 cold damage, and the 3 splash damage happens, and he takes a minus 10 speed penalty.
Serves him right.
Does it appear to me that they are more rhymed over and frozen than I would expect?
Yes, I was just about to say, every time they started to act, you saw some of the wounds on them start to close up. However, when you hit them with this frost and rime, the wounds don't seem to be able to stitch up as well.
Use cold! They don't like it. I'm also going to assume this place is going to turn into a sauna the more I do that.
Probably.
Yeah, you're adding humidity to the room.
That's fine. My pores could use a little cleaning.
All right. Are you all set?
Yes, that is my 3 actions.
All right. So now it sees a couple of people, but it's going to have to move into the tentacles. So 5, 10. It's going to make a reflex save. 26 is not enough, so it is grabbed. Rob, can you roll 3d6 damage for me?
Sure.
So it's going to take 11 from the tentacles, and then it's going to swing its greatsword at Soraya. That is a 35 to hit.
That is exactly my AC.
I will liberate.
Oh, thank you.
Now that I'm actually gone, I can do that.
Hooray!
I know. All right. So the base damage is 26, but you liberate 16. So that leaves you with 10. All right. So you take... Oh, it's off of each type of damage. Hang on a second. It's a lot more off than that. So initially, you were going to take 14 slashing. So you take 0 slashing. You took 4 void, which means you take 0 void. And 8 fire, which means you take 0 fire. So you take 0 damage.
Nice.
Nice.
Aha!
And you may take 2 steps. Everyone can take 2 steps.
Do I have to do the reflex saves?
If you end in the tentacles, then yes.
All right, I will.
All right, and give me a reflex save. Heidi, give me a reflex save.
26, which I think means I get caught.
That is a fail.
24.
So, Rob, give me a 3D. Actually, I'll just use the same 3D6 that you rolled for me on them. So you each take 11 points of damage. And then for my last action, since Soraya has moved out of the way, I am going to swing at Ooh, who has taken two steps into the area. And then striking out at Ooh. That is a 29 to hit.
It does not.
Ugh. All right. Matt, it is Twin Talon's turn.
I'm stunned.
I'm sorry. I'm not legendary.
I know I'm good looking, but I need you to get your shit together.
All right. I'm not stunned anymore.
Well, that's the end of your turn.
Right.
All right. I go. So you see the Grave Knight on the ground. The wounds on them clear up.
The one I killed?
Yep.
That's not cool.
How do we kill them for good?
Maybe we have to kill them and then hit them with the frost vial?
For their second action, going to lash out at Ooh while they're prone, which gives Ooh a bonus, but they have their sword. Oh no, when you die, you drop your weapon. So second action is to grab their sword, which would provoke an attack of opportunity.
From me? Can I take another one? I thought I did it already.
Yeah.
Attack of opportunity. All right. 27.
That is a critical miss. Would you like to use your last hero point?
Yeah. Makes sense. I'm all wrapped up in tentacles. 4-1.
I really, really don't like when your critical misses become critical hits.
But we really, really do.
Yeah.
This is card number 35, slashing. Delayed wound. Normal damage. Crit effect. The target takes the same amount of damage at the ends of its next two turns.
Ooh.
Nice.
All right. So do normal damage.
Dermash. Make it big. 40 points.
Oof. All right. So it takes 40 points of damage and it dies again.
Dies in quotations.
It drops, we'll say.
All right. Just to give you an idea, it's at dying too. So, you know, that's cool. That's the end of its turn because it's now dead. Next up is another one. This is the one directly to the south of Ooh. So we're going to swing at Ooh with our sword.
No.
44.
Ooh, that's a critical hit right there.
Does anybody have a hero point to?
I do. Take mine.
I'm not sure if I do.
Rob, I assume you have like 15 just in your pocket.
All of them, yeah.
I'm just saying, I still shows me having two, so.
33.
That will still hit, but it is not a critical.
I will liberate.
All right. Well, let's see how well I do this time. How much do you liberate for?
I believe 16 at this point, yeah.
Yes, so instead of taking 18 slashing, you take 2, and then you negate all of my void and all of my fire.
Haha, oopsie.
All right.
Second attack. 39.
To me, that'll still hit.
All right. Oh, actually, everyone can take 2 steps, except for Ooh and Soraya, because they're grabbed. Oh, no, you can. You can attempt to break out of it.
What do I have to roll?
Reflex.
I'm not sorry, Sean. I ruin all your fun.
40.
32.
So Ooh is still there. Soraya, you may take 2 steps.
But then I would have to roll again.
Yes.
I'm happy where I am.
All right, so you're just no longer grabbed. Okay, so damage now for the 39. I did 19 slashing, so I do 3 slashing.
Twin Talon would like to take 2 steps. I'm sorry.
Okay, that's fine. Give me a reflex save, please.
What is the wording on the tentacles?
Oily black tentacles rise up and attempt to capture creatures in the area. Make a spell attack roll against the fortitude DC of each creature in the area. Any creature you succeed against is grabbed and takes 3d6 bludgeoning damage. Whenever a creature ends its turn in the area, the tentacles attempt to grab that creature.
I did not end my turn in the area. That is not my turn.
And neither did Soraya. Okay. Okay. All right. Fine.
Oh, so I think I get a hero point back because I used one to escape tentacles.
Fine. Okay, so I did my 3 damage for the slashing, and then I do 7 points of void and 14 points of fire, which means I do 0. Wait, did you liberate her again on this round?
I don't think I can.
No, you can't. Okay. So actually, I do deal damage. Yay! 26 points of damage because of the fire resistance. Yep, you negate all of the fire damage. And for its third action, it's going to swing one more time on Ooh.
It will critically fail.
Hell yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Melee. Butterfingers. You drop the weapon you made the attack with. All right. So I don't have a weapon anymore. Great. Get it. Love it. Next up is the last of the dragons. Grave Knights. Yes, Grave Knights. We're going to move forward. 5, 10, 15. Matt, do you get an attack of opportunity?
I do not get attacks of opportunity.
It moves forward. It's going to swing at Soraya, identifying her as the most dangerous creature so far. 33.
I believe we'll miss.
All right, second attack with the sword. 30.
That will also miss.
All right.
Third attack with the sword. 27.
Sadly, only a miss, not a critical miss.
Oh, thank God. All right. Well, that's its turn. Oh, now it needs to make a save against the tentacles because it ended its turn there. 29 makes it. No, it doesn't. It fails. So it is now grabbed. And Rob, 3d6, please.
Roger, roger.
All right. 12 damage. All right. Heidi, it is Ooh's turn.
Ooh, gee.
No hero points.
I know. I'm all out. I'm flush out of divine intervention.
For now.
All right. I'm swinging around. I'm stuck up in the tentacles, and as much fun as this is, I'm trying to kill people. So I swing for a total of 31.
Since it is flanked, it is off guard. 31 is a hit.
All right.
I would like to reactive murder when she's done, please.
Hell yeah.
Let's do this. 28.
28 points of damage. All right, Matt, you may go ahead and...
32.
That will hit.
Okay, I'd like to put my precise debilitation on it.
All right. And you did not get your preparation out this turn.
No, I didn't have a turn last turn. So that's 40 damage.
All right. Heidi, what would you like your second action to be?
I want to hit him again.
Nice. That's a critical.
Critical.
Yeah. Get him, baby.
Ow. All right. This is number 32. Spun around. The target is flat-footed until the end of its next turn.
All right.
And we do the double damage. Critical. 70 damage. All right, all right, all right. And then we go for the last go round. Let's see what we get. 30?
Miss.
Ah, pooper scoopers. All right. I did my job, y'all.
Good job.
You did.
Yeah.
We're going. We're making it through this. This is a little bit complicated on my side, but we're making it work. All right. Haya, it is your turn.
Finalement. Okay. Finn's going to roll her shoulders, take a deep breath. Like, okay, I got this. Tentacles, no problem. And she will move through. What do I need to figure out how to kill them for good?
A religion roll, your favorite.
Oh God, I adore the religion rolls. It is absolutely my favorite for certain. Nope, that's medicine.
Can you take that again? I didn't quite believe you.
Well, you know, also, why is it one lower? Is it because what's wrong with me?
Oh, you're no longer frightened. No one is frightened anymore. I forgot to take that off of everyone. Hold on to that roll.
Okay.
Heidi.
Me.
I forgot to take frightened off of you, which means your roll goes up by one, which means you hit. So please roll damage.
All right. Dimash. 38 damage.
And it drops.
Whee!
Hell yeah!
Do, 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 do.
Hooray!
Haya, you move forward still. That's cool. You make your roll with a 36. That is a success. You can ask me two questions. First off, you realize that Soraya was slightly wrong. These are called Dragon Scarred Dead. They are a slight derivative of the Grave Knights. So this is says, not all would be dragon slayers who die a violent death rest peacefully amid the annals of legend. I almost said anals. Sometimes a draconic necromancer is so impressed by its fallen foe that the dragon ritually raises the dead warrior to serve the dragon in undeath. These undead guardians are infused with a fraction of the power of the dragon who slew them, channeling the same energy as their draconic master's breath. Dragon-scarred dead are similar to skeletal champions or grave knights in that they are not merely reanimated servants who mindlessly follow orders, but are instead powerful wardens who maintain the same agency they bore in life. While a dragon-scarred dead is often magically compelled to follow its reanimator's commands, some of these undead dragon slayer manages to escape their masters and pursue their own vile agendas, which may or may not involve rallying allies to challenge their draconic creator once more and finish the dire mission they started in life. These are uncommon, neutral, evil, medium, fire, undead.
Oh boy. So as much as I want to be like, hey, let's call truce and go after the dragon together, huh? They're also undead.
And evil.
And evil. I will relay that information to them. So my question is, so I guess the only way to free them or kill them is to kill their master?
No. So if you're asking how you can kill them, they have 20 regeneration. However, if you hit them with cold, it deactivates their regeneration until the start of their next turn. Meaning, if you hit them with cold and drop them to dead, they will then be permanently dead. And you can ask me one more question if you'd like.
What do we want to know, guys?
Winning lotto numbers, please.
So maybe special attacks or weaknesses or something? We know they're weak to cold, I guess. But
yeah. Which do we want to know more, friendos? I guess since we know colds, then special attacks?
Yeah, things to look out for is usually a good idea.
Okay, so they have what's called Guardian Sense. Dragonscar Dead is immediately aware of any intruder that enters the lair of its creator dragon. So the minute you walked down the steps, it knew where you guys were. Breath Seared Sword. The Dragonscar Dead's weapon is magically scorched by a dragon's breath. When wielded by the Dragonscar Dead, who'd carried it in life, the sword deals an extra 2d6 negative damage and 3d6 fire. In the hands of any other creature, it is merely a broken great sword. And then lastly is the Glare of Rage, which is what I've used on you guys. Dragonscar Dead focuses on the boundless frustration in a gaze targeting one creature it can see within 30 feet. That creature must attempt a DC 30 will save. On a critical success, nothing happens. On a success, the creature is stunned one. On a failure, the stunned for one round. And on a critical failure, the creature is stunned for 1d4 rounds and is fatigued.
Man, okay, I'm torn because part of me wants to like try and talk them into like rallying up against their creator so that we can have more allies in that fight, because Lich Dragon, is that what I'm hearing?
Necromancer Dragon, I think.
Okay, yeah, still bad. All bad news bears. And also redemption and blah, blah, blah. So I think realizing this, Brianna will stand guard and be like, is this truly the fight you want to have here and now, or do you want the chance to go up against your creator? We will facilitate that if it will help you rest.
You'll have to wait and see what happens on your turn. But talking is a free action, and it normally takes 10 minutes to make an impression, so...
Should I attack, guys?
I don't know if you should attack or not, but if you attack, I feel like it definitely is going to be not great for your diplomacy, if that makes sense.
Yeah, for my last action, I will raise my shield, because technically I can now liberate, and now I'm adjacent to both Ooh and Fintalon, so I can shield block for them.
Okay, great. Hero point, by the way.
Thank you. What for? What did I do?
For correcting Soraya's mistake and trying to redeem, despite them being undead and kind of your, you know, not your favorite group of people or group of creatures, you're trying to redeem them. So I think that's worth a hero point.
Thank you.
For being a good person.
I'm trying to gently put them to rest.
Speaking of people who can put things to rest. Oh, first off, Brianna, I need you to make a reflex save.
I feel like I got whiplash. Like there are three things happening at once. Wah, wah, wah.
41.
Critical success. You're fine.
Excellent.
Knife sword. Rob, it is your turn.
Okay, I will accept this turn. Just one moment and I'll get started.
Are you trying to run down the time?
It just kind of feels... No, I just feel like he's going to end it as soon as I say, yes, no problem, and start my first turn. He's going to go, no, we'll do that next week. I just like trying to like, you know, stretch it out. Was that your plan?
No, I would never end a turn like that.
Can we roll the tape, please? I think we have a highlight reel.
Yep.
So I move into the room. Well, I guess I'm already in the room. So I'm going to cast...
We'll find out what you'll cast next week.
Son of a bitch. No.
Heard it come. I felt it coming. Yep. Yeah.
Damn it, Sean. Why?
You can't set me up like that because I'm a monster.
Clearly.
You are indeed.
All right. We'll see everyone next week.
Yeah, whatever. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the Cracked Die podcast. Please visit us at crackdie.com. Pathfinder 2nd Edition and the Age of Ashes Adventure Path are property of Paizo. Background audio was provided by Sirenscape because epic games deserve epic music. Please visit them at sirenscape.com. And Additional background music was provided by Epidemic Sound. Please visit them at epidemicsound.com. The Cracked Eye podcast theme was composed by Angelo DiLoretto. He is forever missed. This episode was edited by Nathan. Please visit them on Twitter at @editingnate. Finally, thank you to all our patrons for assisting us in breathing life into this production. We do not know where we'd be without them. Our esteemed patrons are Cassandra Connors, Doombeard, Finder of Path and Stars, Jacob Wilhelmi, Anwar Musa, Big Dog Matt, Jason Leach, Margaret Torello, Mike Minatillo, Sean Moore, Thomas Beard, Chris Simmons, Michael A. Hill, Corey Fellers, D. Shaka Jamal, Lee Jackson. If you'd like to join our Patreon, please visit patreon.com/crackdiepodcast.